You're with Nicole Tavastic on ABC Victoria.
Well, it is a much-loved local landmark in Cobram. And while firefighters have managed to save the heritage Cobram Hotel, the blaze has inflicted serious damage. The main office on the ground floor and the lounge room directly above the first floor were completely destroyed in this fire. And the remaining rooms of the main structure received heat and smoke damage. Investigators are trying to determine how the fire started, although the cause they have deemed not suspicious. Don Rudd owns the Cobram Hotel with his son Adam. Hello, Don.
Hi, Nicole. How are you?
I'm good. Sorry to hear about your hotel.
Yes, very devastating.
Can you tell me what happened?
My son was there, actually. He came down early in the morning and done the tools for the day and bank our weekly takings and our TAB and et cetera, and had everything prepared and shot upstairs for a shower, got out of the shower and smelt something and thought, oh, someone must have lit a bin or something outside, and sort of wandered downstairs and opened the door of the office and obviously blew him away with flames. So in the time he actually was in the office and up to have a shower, something electrical caught on fire and it just erupted. It was probably all over within 20 minutes, but the damage was done all in 20 minutes.
It was a close call for your son, Adam.
More like it. Look, if he'd spent another 2 minutes in the shower where he was sharing, there was no access because the unit he was in is above the office, which was caught on fire, and it just gutted the bottom floor and the top floor within 10 minutes, and he wouldn't have got out. He had nowhere to go. So it was very, very lucky.
How is he? Did he suffer any injuries as he got out of there?
No, just more shock, I think, than anything else. You know, like it was just amazement that something like that could happen so quickly from nothing, you know. Like it was just not expected and what have you. It was just total surprise, to be honest. And we're all a lot better today. Obviously, yesterday we were all very emotional and what have you because it's a family business and our staff are like our family. And we put a lot into the hotel. It was devastating, but back on land today and realise we can rebuild and start again.
How long have you owned the hotel, Don?
We're just about into our 12th year.
Yeah.
So we had some major changes when we took over the hotel. We had a disco there that used to be called the Zoo, which was really popular back in those days. But since then, obviously, we did a $3 million upgrade.
Wow.
The gaming and built a big distro and what have you, and it's sort of, for us, we're very, very proud because it's a landmark for the town.
It is. It is. How did you find out about the fire?
I was actually just on my way to work when my son rang me and said, you're not going to believe it, the pub's totally on fire. I was probably 5 minutes away, and by the time we got there, the whole two areas were totally inflamed. And he was already using a big fire hose from the hotel, but because it was electrical, obviously very hard to put out. We're very lucky, which we found today. We have a water supply that goes through the roof, and the fire actually melted the main water supply because we couldn't work out in the office why the office was so destroyed and the wall the other side into the bistro wasn't damaged, but the water apparently it blew and it was running down that wall like a big waterfall.
So the fire melted the water tank, which put out the fire?
It did the main water supply to the hotel.
Unbelievable.
So it melted in and it actually probably put out 2/3. Well, when I say put out, it saved the majority of the hotel.
Yeah. Which means that you can start again and rebuild, I guess.
Yeah, look, and hats off. A lot of people don't have much good to say about insurance companies and what have you, but our insurance company and the on-site builders today have been absolutely unbelievable. Been fantastic, and we're halfway through pulling everything out and guttering and starting. So we hope to be at the weekend, the public bar and the bottle shop up and running.
Well done.
Yeah, but I mean, there's a long way to go with the bistro and some other parts, but at least we got part of, and obviously trying to keep all that. We've got 48 staff, so trying to keep all them
employed. Yeah.
Yep.
Don, what was your reaction when you got there and you saw that it had been damaged by fire, that the fire was going, I think you said you...
Yeah, as I pulled up, the office windows blew out. And by the time I got out of the car, the top windows blew out. That's how quick it went when it went. And look, our fire brigades and what have you, the local guys, but we've got to take our hats off to our, you know, voluntary guys, how good they were, because realistically, we shouldn't have a hotel.
Is there anything we can do to help, Don?
No, look, I don't think so. I had that many people saying, you know, inquiring and offer help and what have you. As I said, our insurance company has been fantastic. We've got, I think, 22 cleaners coming tomorrow to start scrubbing the whole hotel down, because obviously it was covered in smoke.
Yeah.
But they'll say that all will clean up like brand new. And hopefully within a couple of months we're totally full up and trading like nothing had happened.
Well, maybe when you kick off and you're back on your feet, you can give us a call and we can tell everybody to head down to the Cobram Hotel and have something to eat and celebrate the reopening.
That would be fantastic. I'll send you some pictures.
Yeah, let's do that, huh?
No worries.
Yeah. Go well, Don. Thank you for your time.
No worries. Thank you.
Don Rudd, who owns the Cobram Hotel with his son, Adam. They are hoping to reopen very soon, but, quite a shock to arrive with that fire roaring through the building and all of the windows breaking out. Quite extraordinary, and his son only making it out with a couple of minutes to spare.